From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. The Irish singer-songwriter Damien Rice describes his music as an addiction, a compulsion, and an emotional release. He writes songs of longing and lust, sometimes shouted, sometimes whispered.
We might kiss. We are low. Nobody's watching. We might take it home. We might make out when nobody's there. It's not that we're scared. It's just that it's delicate.
Damien Rice is 29 years old and lives in Dublin. His debut album, titled Oh, has just been released in the U.S. He says he's happiest when the music comes spontaneously, as it did with the song Cheers, Darlin'.
I was out in a bar and I was spending time with this lady. And it felt like the two of us were staying out late together, you know. I was buying her drinks and we were sharing cigarettes and I ended up looking at my watch and was going, if I don't go now, I'm going to miss my last bus home. And I said, well, she's not moving, so just miss it. And, you know, and of course, she was just waiting for her lover to pick her up, uh-huh. You know, unannounced to me. and
there he was.
And so, yeah, it was like way after my bus had already departed. And so I ended up getting a cab home that night, drunk. And the studio happened to be set up in the kitchen, and I just... there was a glass or two sitting on the table, and I just turned the studio on and I just put down kind of this sort of clinky loop, bang the glasses together and stuff, and I picked up the guitar. My classical guitar was sitting in the room at the time, and I just went dum dum, and I just played these sad chords over, you know, with these chords that just came to me at the time.
Cheers, darling. Here's to you.
Literally, the words that are on the record and the way it is on the record is what came out of my mouth straight away. I wrote and recorded that in the instant that it happened, almost.
Cheers, darling. I got your wedding bells in my ear. Cheers, darling. You gave me 3 cigarettes to smoke my tears away. And I die when you mention his name. And I lie, I should have kissed you when we were.
A lot of the songs on the album are sort of lulling and sexy ballads. And I wonder if you imagine your listeners, where they might be when they're listening, how they might be feeling, what they're doing. Or is that too distracting?
I mean, I've had plenty of people come up to me and tell me what they were doing when listening to the album. I know a lot of people who get very intimate with it. I know a lot of people who just... wake up to it in the morning, you know, which is, I find, unusual. So you wake up to this record, you know, and they say, yeah. My alarm goes off and the record comes on and it sort of eases me into the day.
People will tell you?
Oh, people have told me, yeah. They've come up to me, yeah, and said, oh, man, you know, the Blower's Daughter, we're just, you know, we make love to that all the time. It's like, they put it on repeat, you know.
So when they tell you this, is that just a little more than you want to know?
No, I don't. I'm totally open to all that, you know, whatever. I sort of don't have any ideas as to how it should or should not be. Music is like a form of expression, and for me, if you're going to express yourself, then what is then the expression if you're not going to be honest about it?
And so it is. The colder water.
can't take my eyes off you. I can't take my eyes off you.
Ireland has such a long and great tradition of writers and singers and songwriters. Do you hear that tradition in what you're doing? Do you feel that as you write and as you sing?
I know that Ireland's got a great tradition for net curtains and grey skies. And I know I felt that, you know, when I was growing up. I don't know how many times I used to stare at my window and look at the grey sky and go, this is depressing. You know? And so when you've got a lot of time to just stare out the window at the rain and go, there's no point in going out. You just sit there, you think, you daydream. And I guess to some people, just these thoughts start coming and these ideas, you know. And once I started playing the guitar, instead of staring at the well, I'd stare at the window and sing out, looking just out to this grey sky. It's not that bad. Ireland is beautiful. It's just, there's, when I go back there, it's very relaxed. People think a lot about things, and also people in Ireland feel very sorry for themselves. And you know what I mean? And so we've got a lot to moan about and complain about. So maybe that's why we have that sort of trait. I don't know.
Well, Damien Rice, thanks so much for coming by today.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Yeah.
Damien Rice's new CD is titled Oh.
Still a little bit of your song. There's still a little bit of your words I long to hear. You step a little closer to me, so close that I can't see what's going on. And stones taught me to fly. And love taught me to cry. So come on, courage, teach me to be shy. 'Cause it's not hard to fall, and I don't want to scare her. It's not hard to fall, and I don't want to lose. It's not hard to grow when you know that you just don't know.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.